Audio file, lesson 54, Holy Communion. The message: Holy Communion is the central event of the divine service. Now the story. Holy Communion. One Sunday morning after church, Alexandro and his aunt decided to walk home. They walked happily, enjoying the warm sunshine. After a short time, Alexandro's aunt turned to him and asked, "I saw that you hesitated before you ate the communion wafer today while we celebrated Holy Communion. What did you see?" Alexandro paused for a moment before he replied, "I saw 3 red dots. I also noticed the wafer is very thin and breaks easily." His aunt explained, "The 3 dots are drops of wine, and the wafer represents unleavened bread." Alexandro looked puzzled and asked, "Why would there be wine in the wafer? And why would the wafer be made with unleavened bread?" His aunt explained, "Shortly before the Lord Jesus was crucified, he introduced Holy Communion to his disciples during the Passover meal. Jesus took bread, thanked God, and gave it to his disciples. He told them that the bread was his body. He also shared a cup of wine with them. Jesus told them that the wine was his blood, which he would shed for the forgiveness of sins." Alexandro looked puzzled again and asked, "How does a wafer with drops of wine forgive our sins?" His aunt replied, "The wafer itself does not forgive your sins. The minister prepares the congregation for the celebration of Holy Communion. Then the congregation sings a song of repentance. Afterwards, the congregation prays the Lord's Prayer together. Then the minister pronounces the forgiveness of sins and consecrates the communion wafers so that the body and blood of Jesus are present when Holy Communion is celebrated. It is then that the wafers carry the power of the Son of God." She asked Alessandro, "Do you remember what the priest said to you when he placed the wafer in your hand?" Alessandro thought for a moment, then replied, "He said, 'The body and blood of Jesus given for you.'" Alessandro's aunt replied, "Yes, what it means is, wherever the authorized apostle ministry is active, the body and blood of Jesus is joined to the bread and wine in Holy Communion. We must believe in Jesus and his sacrifice before we take the wafer that is given to us. Anyone who has been baptized and believes in Jesus can partake of Holy Communion. When we celebrate Holy Communion, we are close to Jesus because he is with us. It also gives us the power and strength to fight against sin and become like him. We are thankful for his great sacrifice." As Alessandro and his aunt walked, he made a promise to himself that he would joyfully and gratefully take Holy Communion each time in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. Suggestions for the teacher. As a lead-in, show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask the children how they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide the disguise or fancy dress of a priest, wafers, chalices, and so on. Now begin telling the story. Discuss these with the children. What do we do before we receive Holy Communion? A good answer could be, we repent, we receive forgiveness of sin. What do you see on a communion wafer? The Greek letters, Alpha and Omega, three red dots. What do the letters represent? A good answer could be, Alpha and Omega are the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet. Jesus is the beginning and the end. What do the red dots on the wafer represent? It represents the body and blood of Jesus, and so on. Now the real life application. Explain these to the children. Imagine you play football with friends. One friend is hit by your ball at his head. What are the three steps of being reconciled? A good answer. You recognize the wrong, repent, and be sorry. Then you try to avoid doing it again. What is necessary to gain eternal life? A good answer. By attending the divine service, to partake in Holy Communion regularly and worthily. And finally, have the children repeat the message. Holy Communion is the central event of the divine service.